Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller, the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's look at the evolution of Lake Park to Lakeside to Chelan. The first school opened in August 1889 with seven students in a small frame building where Elmer Boyd had his essay office. Mrs. Clara Johnson was the first teacher. It wasn't until 1897 that the first school building was built. The frame building stood close to the highway. It consisted of two rooms. Outhouses were in back. A school bell wasn't added until 1923. A 24-by-40-foot addition to the building was made in 1910, costing $622.85. After a new brick building was built on the same property in 1930, M.S. Kibbe bought the old schoolhouse, tore it down, and with that lumber made a barn, hen house, garage, and other small structures. In 2 years, Lake Park name was changed to Lakeside in 1892. That was because there was another Lake Park in the state of Washington. By 1892, Lakeside had its own newspaper, the Lake Chelan Eagle. The winter of 1894 recorded record lows in January with temperatures 22 below zero. The steamer Bell had difficulty arriving at Lakeside due to ice between Slide Ridge area and Wapato Point. That resulted in 5 miles of ice. A channel had to be cut going both ways. The hull of the Bell was damaged, and she was not able to make another trip until the 1st of April. The high water of May 1894, besides taking out the bridge and dam across the Chelan River that connected the two towns, threatened the business district of Lakeside. Water continued to rise until it had flooded the Main Street, Boulevard Avenue, and threatened the foundations of the Lakeview House and Hardenberg Store. William and Elizabeth Henry came to Chelan in 1890. He became Lakeside's second postmaster in 1894. The post office was in the grocery store of William Henry, and he carried a small line of patent medicines, which he kept locked in a small wall cupboard. William Henry served as Lakeside postmaster until shortly before his death in 1904. The job and business then passed to his son Robert, who served as postmaster for a total of 24 years. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.